Aside from the debate on the troops resolution, Senator Levin's committee heard from President Bush's nominee to be Army Chief of Staff today. General George Casey faced some tough questions, many of them from Republicans. Casey has been the top U.S. commander in Iraq for the past 2.5 years and has heard his share of criticism for the conduct of the war. Casey told lawmakers he had actually asked for fewer troops than President Bush is deploying to Baghdad. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The harshest criticism came from Arizona Senator John McCain, a longtime supporter of the war who has at the same time been a critic of the war's conduct. McCain, a frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, said that while he has grave concerns about Casey, he is inclined to support his nomination.
And while I do not in any way question your honor, your patriotism, or your service to our country, I do question some of the decisions and judgments you've made over the past 2.5 years as commander of multinational forces in Iraq. During that time, things have gotten markedly and progressively worse, and the situation in Iraq can now best be described as dire and deteriorating.
Casey, however, told the panel he doesn't see it that way. He testified that, in his words, the struggle is winnable, but that it will take patience and will. McCain reminded him that others who have testified recently, including the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, have said, in McCain's words, we aren't winning and we had a failed strategy.
Do you agree with that?
Do I agree that we have a failed strategy?
We had a failed policy and we are not winning.
Senator, I do not agree that we have a failed policy. I believe the president's new strategy will enhance the policy that we have.
That strategy, as outlined by President Bush, involves sending another 4 to 5 brigades, or more than 20,000 troops, into Iraq, mostly to Baghdad. Casey testified that he felt only 2 additional brigades were necessary, but that after a mid-November reevaluation of strategy, he agreed to request more. Virginia Republican John Warner pressed Casey on why he initially didn't request additional forces.
Could it have been because your concern and that of General Abizad that the bringing on of additional troops was going into the face of a rising resentment among the Iraqi people for more and more troops?
Senator, my general belief is I did not want to bring one more American soldier into Iraq than was necessary to accomplish the mission. And so what I asked for was the 2 brigades and the ability to maintain a reserve in Kuwait in case I needed additional flexibility.
Casey said he accepted responsibility for what went wrong during his tenure in Iraq, though Warner said the civilians who devised the policy deserved the blame. And while Casey came in for much criticism at today's hearing, the chairman of the panel, Democrat Carl Levin, said he'll support Casey's nomination, and it's likely most, if not all, of the rest of the committee will too. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.
And you can keep track of the war in Iraq with a new interactive feature at our website. A graph charts the number of U.S. military fatalities with key events in the war. There are also various estimates of Iraqi security force and civilian deaths. That's at npr.org.